A celebration of the human voice today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. A grand night for singing runs June 13th through June 22nd at the Singletary Center. And with us for a preview is UK Opera Theatre Director Everett McCorvey. Welcome back to UK Perspectives, Everett.
Thank you very much. It's a delight to be here.
Well, this is the 22nd year for Grand Night. Does it really feel to you like 22 years?
That's amazing to me. I mean, 22 years, I just pinch myself when I think about it, and I'm just so shocked that it's still going on. I mean, we started it 22 years ago as a way of giving our opera singers who were here to study opera a broader perspective of the business. Because when I lived in New York, I was not just an opera singer. I performed on Broadway. I did movies. I did choral jobs. I did all things related to music. And so what I wanted for our students is to be more diverse in their package, so that when they move to the big city, to New York or wherever they move, then they would have more tools in their toolbox for working in the arts, so they wouldn't have to wait tables or
all those typical jobs.
That's exactly right. So I encourage our students to look into doing movies, look into doing commercials, performing on Broadway, movies. I think all of that is open because we are performing artists. And so I think we can do it all.
Well, even though this is the 22nd year, there are some people who have not yet attended. So for those who have never been to Grand Night for Singing, how would you describe this event?
You know, and thank you for saying that, because that's really funny to me. As somebody, I'll meet someone and someone else will be talking about Grand Night, and then they'll ask another person, have you attended Grand Night? And they'll say, no, I've never heard of it. And I'm like, really? Grand Night is like a huge, Broadway review. And if you've been on Broadway and you've seen a high energy, high stepping, high energetic Broadway show, that's what Grand Night is like. And we take different musical numbers from different musical shows, some on Broadway, some that are former Broadway, some that are just popular Broadway tunes. And not only do we perform them, but we choreograph them and we make them into a high energy number for our audiences. And it's been amazing the putting this together for the last 22 years.
There's a full orchestra, dozens of singers, a chorus. About how many people are on stage?
We will have over 100 people on stage for this show. We have an orchestra. We have a cast of about 60. We have an orchestra of about 40. And then we have guest soloists coming in. And it's just going to be an amazing night. And we started off doing this one night 22 years ago, and now we sell out 6 nights of 1,500 seats. And so we're continuing to grow, so I'm very excited about that.
Who are some of the guest artists we're going to hear, and what are some of the great songs that we'll know and recognize?
One of the one of our guest artists, who he's been here now the past 2 or 3 years, is Gregory Touré. And he sings what we call the 11 o'clock number, you know, and the 11 o'clock number is when you're at the end of the show and you need that performer to just knock it out of the ballpark. Well, we call on Greg Touré, and he does a fantastic job, and he's been with us now for the past 3 or 4 years, and so he's someone that I think people will enjoy. We have some of our faculty who perform on there. We have some of our very popular students who perform. We also have people from the community who perform in other venues, but use this as an opportunity to come in and do something with UK. So we try to open it up so it's not just UK students. It's mostly UK students, but we do have some community people who also come in, and the people enjoy hearing them.
And for me, one of the highlights of the evening was a duet with you and your wife.
Oh, yes.
So are we doing that again?
Absolutely. Alicia and I will sing a duet. We're working on exactly what we're going to sing. Of course, we're recording this early. By the time this goes on, we'll know what we're singing. But we always have fun doing duets together, and we've been doing that now for, gosh, I think she's only missed a few years of performing, and that's when she was pregnant with our children. Mm-hmm. And she's a fantastic performer, and I love performing with her.
Well, of the 22 years, what would you say makes this year's Grand Night unique?
Well, one of the things that we try to do is we try to keep it up to date. And so we typically go to New York and we do some research every year to see what some of the, you know, current shows are. And we try to bring some of that back to Lexington so that our audiences are seeing some of the and hearing some of the current shows. And that's always fun. And the makeup of the cast is different every year. And so because we're using our students who are here and the community members, it's always different. So it's not the same people. And so what I love about it is putting that all together to figure out the energy that that particular cast will bring. And we've been fortunate the last 3 years to have Jeremy and Lindy Smith to Lindy Franklin Smith to do our choreography. And they came here right off Broadway, and they are fantastic in the community. And I think most people have recognized the energy of the choreography that we've been able to bring the past few years. And Jeremy and Lindy have just been great in that.
Energy is certainly the word for Grand Night for singing. Well, how do we go about ordering tickets?
Well, the Singletary Center ticket office, 859-257-4929. And you can give a call there, and you can, or you can go online and order tickets at www.uky.edu and look for the Singletary Center and order them that way. So either way, you can order the tickets.
Well, while I've got you here, what's coming up this fall for UK Opera Theater?
Well, I tell you, I'm very excited about our season for next year, and I think people will be very excited to hear we're going to open with Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barbara Fleet Street, and then for the Christmas season, we're going to present them all in The Night Visitors, and then for our spring production, we're going to do Offenbach's The Tales of Hoffman.
So you're going from hell to heaven and then sort of back to hell with
That's
the Tales
right.
of Hoffman. It's quite a season.
Well, we're very excited about it. We have some new directors coming in, New York directors, Richard Gammon, who is a young upcoming director who's directed a lot at Opera Theater of St. Louis. He's directing our Sweeney Todd. Gregory Turay, our artist in residence, will direct our Mall in the Night Visitors. And then our Tales of Hoffman will be directed by David Lefkowitz. And he's a director at the Metropolitan Opera. Many of you know Angela Brown, who sang the Aida at that hit the New York Times and made her into an international superstar.
And what a divine voice.
Yeah. Oh. Well, David Lefkowitz was the stage director for that production of Aida, and so he's coming to direct our Tales of Hoffman. So we are very excited about that. So I think there's a lot in store for next year.
Sounds great. Well, we'll have you back to talk about those shows when the time comes.
Well, thank you. I'll look forward to it.
Thank you. Our guest has been Everett McCorvey, music director of UK's annual Grand Night for Singing, June 13th through the 22nd at the Singletary Center. Our complete interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.